It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Drake has filed a lawsuit against a woman who claims that he got her pregnant and made false sexual assault allegations against him. Drake claims in the lawsuit that he met Layla Lace last year during his Boy Meets World tour in Manchester, England. He says after one of his concerts in February of 17, they hooked up at his hotel where he says they had consensual sex. He says that Layla went ballistic when he sent her home rather than taking her on tour with him. The lawsuit contains a number of text messages that Layla sent Drake in the following weeks saying how much she missed him and so on. He says that she created a fantasy relationship with him and at a point didn't have the time or energy to respond, and he says that that's really set her off. In April of 2017, Layla claimed that she was pregnant, and in May of 2017, she hired a lawyer and demanded money for her alleged baby and threatened Drake with defamation because TMZ posted a story saying that Drake never met her. The suit claims that Layla refused to take a paternity test and her lawyer went silent. Drake says the whole thing was a scam. He says there is no credible evidence of pregnancy nor any baby, which would have been born last fall. Then she demanded millions of dollars in exchange for silence. He's suing her for civil extortion, emotional distress, fraud, defamation, and abusive process. He's asking for unspecified damages. Lady Gaga has talked about the joint tour she and Kanye West were supposed to do in 2009. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I didn't either.
The Fame Kills tour would have seen Gaga and West co-headline a series of dates across North America. The planned tour never took place because it was canceled shortly after West interrupted Taylor Swift's winner speech at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No reason was given for the cancellation at the time. And in a recent interview about her new movie, A Star Is Born, she was asked about it being canceled. And her response, it's like, I don't get it. I she's not really giving an answer. She says, I think that everybody has a threshold and everybody's human and artists are human. I think it's important to care for people and to look out for their mental health. There's nothing wrong if an artist needs to stop. It's them listening to their body and their mind. It's nice to be treated like a human being.
You know, she would have went on there, people like, how can you tour with a guy that did that to Taylor?
Yeah, or maybe thinking that Kanye wasn't in the right spot to tour, like the mental spot, if he like was doing like erratic behavior like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Julie Chen sent this recorded message to The Talk announcing her departure from the show to spend more time with her young son and husband, Les Moonves, who's facing allegations of sexual misconduct.
As we all know, Julie has not appeared on The Talk since we premiered last Monday. Moments ago, she recorded a message for everyone from the set of Big Brother, where she's working on tomorrow night's show. We are all about to hear this message for the first time.
I have been at The Talk since the day it started 9 years ago, and the cast, crew, and staff have become family to me over the years. But right now, I need to spend more time at home with my husband and our young son.
And Kelly Clarkson talked about trying to get her daughter to listen to other music, but she only wants to hear Kelly's.
It's kind of hard because I try and get my youngest daughter like to steer away from Kelly Clarkson music, but she... It's like she doesn't know any other artists exist.
Aww.
So we,
that's the best.
I like try and put on Prince, and she's like, no, Heartbeat Song. I'm like, really?
Like,
I like it too.
One day you're going to really like this. Yeah.
MJ, anything? Like, yeah.
Coming up after 7:15, I've got another update for you on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin's relationship status. Are Bert and Ernie in a relationship that's more than friends? And this Modern Family star thinks maybe it'll be her character that gets killed off eventually.